Hello, this is Robin.
Hello, am I having a word with Robin?
I'm sorry, this is Robin.
Hi, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. Robin, is it a good time for us to have a quick call, quick chat?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect, sounds great. So Robin, I just wanted to get on call and give you a brief about myself. I am one of the assigned project managers who is going to be working on your project. So I just wanted to get a brief idea about your book, what the book is about and all those details. But you sent me all of those details yesterday, so we're all good with that. And you signed up on the portal as well. So the only thing that I think you were facing issues with is regarding the Word documents, correct? Because you're using Mac.
So did you get my journal?
Yep, I got your journal that you had on Google account, right? The Google Sheet.
Okay, so yeah, I just couldn't tell on my end if you received it or not. But if you received it, then it's not an issue.
Perfect, sounds great. So can you just get me an idea of what the current status of this journal would be? Is it like a complete file or do you require editing on that? So what is your goal target with this particular manuscript?
So I would like someone to edit it and give me recommendations on how it like sounds and check for grammar and all that and check for kind of for flow and just for content.
Okay,
but,
perfect. Sounds great.
If there's no like suggestions or anything, it's pretty much done pending on what they recommend.
Okay, perfect. So in that case, there are two ways to proceed forward. One way is that we kickstart the developmental editing, and the other way for us is to work on your book and share an editorial report. So the editorial report would be a report that we share before we start with the editing, which will be letting you know about the strengths, the weaknesses, and what are the areas where the team can work on. So it's totally up to you if you agree with all those changes that are suggested in the editorial report, or you can just agree with some of the changes, and from there onwards, we can start the editing. That is something that we always recommend the client so that you can get an idea as well what sort of editing is required, and we can proceed ahead in that particular way. So do you want to proceed ahead with the editorial report first so that you can get an idea what sort of editing would be needed or required?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sounds great. And what happens right now is I am going to be sharing the manuscript with my team, and I will be letting them know that we require a manuscript. So basically, the project is going to be assigned to my team right after the call, and you will be receiving the first editorial report within the next 6 to 7 business days. It's just the first draft that takes 6 to 7 business days, but after that, as we progress forward, you're going to be receiving the draft within 4 to 5 business days. So the way our team works is that we work draft by draft. For example, if your journal has, I have it in front of me, let me give you a quick idea, give me one quick second. So for example, if your journal is of 80 pages, so the team is going to be sharing the editorial report first. You can either agree with all the changes that the team recommended, or you can agree with some of the changes and add something else to that. Once my team kickstarts the project and starts working on the editing part, they're going to be working on either chapter by chapter or some of the pages, which we're going to be sharing with you first. Once you agree with that first draft, then we're going to proceed towards the second and the third draft. That's how we're going to be proceeding forward. So the first editorial report, that is going to take 6 to 7 business days. And once you approve that or once you share your feedback on that, we're going to be sharing the next draft within the next 4 to 5 business days. All right?
Okay. Is that part you're talking about, that is included in what I paid, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
And then I have a question about the illustration. So I mentioned that there's going to be about 10 sacred geometry that people can color. So where are you guys going to get that from?
Yep, that is something that was my next question. So is that something that is already mentioned in your journal, or that is something that you're going to additionally let me know about? Like what sort of illustrations would that be, or an idea about that?
I could give you an email with ideas, but they're, like, copied from the Internet, so I think that the copyright issue, they're just, like, sacred. You know about sacred geometries? They're just, like, symbols. They're simple, and you color them in. It's like a mindfulness activity type of thing.
Okay, that's perfect. So what can happen right now is that you can share that idea with me. I will sit with my illustration team and I'll check if that is something that we can recreate, we'll go ahead with that. Or if there's any such issue regarding the copyright, I'll surely check on that and I'll update you on it.
Okay, and then there's pictures in my book. I'd like those pictures to stay kind of the same or somewhat similar, but those are probably copyrighted too, so I don't know. I guess you guys have an illustrator that will recreate those or something.
Sure. Just give me one quick second as well. Let me navigate to those particular images as well. Okay. I see one. I see the other one as well. Okay. And all of these images are copied?
Yeah, they're just taken from the internet, just to give you guys like a framework of what I wanted.
Okay, perfect. Sounds great. I am going to check with the team and I'll see if this is something that can be recreated or if we can proceed ahead with anything regarding the copyrights or anything like that. So I'll check on that and I'll keep you posted with whatever the resolution is regarding this particular image and we're going to proceed accordingly.
Okay, and then my last question was the book cover. So I'm kind of open to ideas. You know, you can see a tree with a light, but I don't really want that exact light coming from the tree. So do you have any ideas for book covers? I kind of want it to be
Is there any
simple.
specific idea that you might have? For example, just like the image that I'm seeing over here, there's a light coming across the tree. But do you want it something to be similar or anything that you have in your mind that you can convey so that I can convey the same to my team? Anything at all?
So someone told me that the way the light's coming from the tree, it's in a pyramid, and I don't know anything about this stuff, but they said that that's like a an evil sign, a pyramid of light. I don't know. So I didn't want that to be depicted if that's like a secret evil thing. So I didn't want, I like the beam of light, but can you make it just in a direct beam with no pyramid?
Sure. Let me okay, I got your point. So that is something would be inspired by the same image that we have over here. The only content that we need to keep in mind is that it shouldn't be depicting or implementing anything evil. So that's the whole idea, right?
Yeah,
As
so
that's what the people say.
I don't want a pyramid of light. I just want like one light beam that's not in a triangle. Because I guess there's an issue with a triangle of light. It's like a secret code for something there.
Let's just so we don't fall for that. But I got your point. I'm going to have this assigned to my team simultaneously, and I will be sharing some mock-ups with you, and from there we can proceed forward. So whatever I will be sharing will just be a mock-up so that you can get an idea how the cover might look. And just a quick last question, I would say two questions. What would be the expected trim size that you would want to go forward with? Is it a 6x9 and a little bigger than the normal pocketbook that we have, or an 8.5x11?
It would definitely be a 6x9, a typical journal. It's going to be a journal like half, it's half written by me, but then there's like a 150 empty pages at the end for journaling, like a true journal.
Okay, in that case, I think then you would need a little bigger trim size because 6x9 is something, it's a little longer than, it's a little bigger than the pocketbooks that we have. So the journal, the novels that we read, those are 6x9. So if you want to go with something bigger, like a normal journal or a letter size, that is 8.5x11. But if that seems too big, I would personally recommend a 7x10.
I just measure the journal in my office. I thought it was 6x9, but let me. So these are just regular journals that anyone would buy. So just give me one second to grab my tape measure.
Okay, that is a 8.5x11, but at the same time, you can just reconfirm the size from your end whenever you get time to just recheck that one so that I can have the formatting done accordingly as well. So you can confirm the trim size whenever you get time or whenever you go through the journal or the book, and whatever seems the best, you can let me know about that. All right?
Okay, so this journal that I have in my office is 6 wide and 9 long. So it's 6x9.
6x9,
But
perfect.
you're saying,
Sounds great.
but what are you saying a novel is? That's the same size of a novel, you're
Yep,
saying?
that's the same size of a novel. So
Okay.
I think if you want to go a bit bigger, 7x10 would be a good size as well.
So 7 would be too short. And 10,
It
yeah,
would be a
10,
little
no, that
bigger.
wouldn't be. So is it, are you saying 10 long?
Yep, 7 wide, 10 long, because currently what you said was 6 wide, 9 long. So it's just going to be an inch bigger from both the ends.
So you're saying 10 by 7?
7 by 10. So it's going to be portrait mode.
So 7 by 10. Hang on one second. So it's 7 wide, though, you're saying.
Yep, 7
so
wide, 10 long.
10.
You just mentioned that the journal that you have, that is a 6 wide and 9 long. So what I'm recommending is just an inch longer on both the ends.
Yeah, I don't think that will look right, though.
Okay,
think 6 by 9 is what I want.
Perfect, perfect. Sounds great. And just the last question, do you have any specific deadline in your mind as well that you're targeting?
Yeah, like now.
As in how quick?
As soon as I can get it.
Okay, perfect. I will have the project expedited because the editorial report is going to take 6 to 7 business days, and after that, each draft would take 4 to 5 business days. So that is not going to take much longer. We'll be completed within like 3 drafts, so I think it will be completed within a month approximately. So I will keep you posted,
okay,
and whatever
good.
The expedited manner would be, I will take care of that, and I will convey the same to you. All right?
Okay, if you have, do you have any ideas for covers? Is there anyone that could help me with covers?
If you want something of the similar sort that you have on your book, I can have my illustration team work on a few samples and they can share that with you.
Yeah, something similar to what I have, like a spiritual tree or something spiritual and simple. I would like to look at other ideas, but if we can't find anything, I'll stick with the tree as long as it's just a beam of light.
Sure. Let me get in touch with my illustration team. Let me share the ideas with them, and let me see what they have in their mind, and I'll have them prepare some rough mock-ups so that you can just go through the ideas, and whatever clicks us the best, we're going to proceed ahead with finally finalizing that particular cover. So I'll have them work on some mock-ups, and I'll be sharing that with you.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to touch base with each other next week.
Perfect. Sounds great. Sounds great. I will
okay.
be keeping you posted on this, all right? And
okay,
I'll just wait
you
on your email regarding the illustrations.
Oh, for the sacred geometry. Okay, I'll email
yep,
those
yep,
to
yep.
you.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be waiting on that.
Bye.
Thank you for your time, Robin. Have a great day.
Okay.